Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your helps we have received. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great things you have released into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand have done great things in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you strengthened us in the time of weakness. Thank you for how you defended us when we were under attacks from the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for demonstrating your power in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for perfect peace and perfect joy that we have received from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers we have prayed that you have answered already. Thank you for more of our prayers you are still going to answer. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your faithfulness toward this ministry. We have seen your faithfulness in so many ways, and you have never failed us, because you cannot fail. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that as we have come to your presence this midnight, this evening, to seek your face and to call upon your name, show us mercy, O Lord. Open your heavens over this meeting. Send helps from your throne into our lives. Let your glory fall. Let your power fall. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that as we pray with faith, the Lord will answer us, and we shall not go back the same way we have come to this meeting, in Jesus' name. So we are going to take some worship songs before we go into prayers. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, 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 you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne, glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. All the earth to see how great is our God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, you are glorious, Yahweh, so glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise. With an heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift you up with an heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no one like Jesus from east to west. There is no other God, no one like Yahweh. From north to south, I say there is no other God. Great are you, Lord. 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 power, great are you, Lord. Great is your strength, great are you, Lord. King of the universe, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Lion of Judah, great are you. Great are you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise Your name, Jehovah, we praise you. 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 We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Forever your word is settled. Forever, oh Lord. Your word is servitude in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, praise Him, adore Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Most High God, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one who was and is to come. Worship Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. All power belongs to Him. All power belongs to Him. Worship the King of glory. The I am that I am. Praise the Almighty God. O Lord, we adore You. We magnify You. We worship You, Lord. For You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above rulers of darkness, far above powers of darkness, far above principalities. You are highly exalted. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. Be glorified forever. In Jesus' name, we have given Him praises and worship. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for who You are. For You never change. You never fail. You cannot fail. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for who You are. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, O Lord, thank You for who You are. For You never change. For You never fail. You do what You say. And You say what You do. Thank You, Father, for who You are. Thank You, Father, for who You are. Thank You for who You are in heaven. Thank you for who you are on earth. Thank you for who you are under the earth. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in every situation. Thank you for who you are in every day, in every hour. Thank you for you remain the same. You never fail. You never change. You never diminish. You remain the same forever. Your power remains the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for you never fail, and you will not fail me. Say, thank you, Father, for you cannot fail, and you will not fail me. You will answer my prayers. Thank you, for you will not fail me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you, for I know you will not fail me. For I know you will not fail me. For I know you will answer my prayers. I know you will answer my prayers. I know you will answer my prayers. I know you will meet me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Father, for you do not fail. For you cannot fail, and you will not fail me. Thank you, for you will show me your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for you will demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Lord, for you will not fail me, because you cannot fail, because you cannot change. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. For the last time, you're going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you, for you will not allow your name to be put to shame in my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you, for you will not allow your name to be mocked in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Lord. For you will not allow your name to be put to shame in my life. You will not allow your name to be shamed in my life. You will not allow your name to be mocked in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For you will not allow your name to be put to shame in my life. Thank you for you will honor your name in my life. You will honor your name in my career. You will honor your name in my marriage. You will honor your name in my finances. You will honor your name in my calling. Thank you, Father, for you will do these things. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything going on in my life that does not agree with your will begin to vanish away. Everything going on in my life that does not agree with your will. Oh Lord, make them disappear right now. Make them disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Jeshte ates habash negla. Everything going on in my life that does not agree with your will, oh Lord, put them to an end. Put them to an end right now in the name of Jesus. Everything going on in each day of my life. Everything going on in each hour of my life that does not agree with your will, oh Lord, put them to an end. Put them to an end. Put them to an end right now in the name of Jesus. Everything going on in my environment, everything going on in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my brain, in my mind, that does not agree with your will, oh Lord, put them to an end right now. Put them to an end. Make them disappear forever. Make them disappear forever. Make them disappear forever. Whatsoever is happening in my life that don't agree with your will for my life, oh Lord, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything you created begin to move for the fulfillment of your prophecy for my life, for the fulfillment of your promises for my life. Let everything you created, visible and invisible, begin to move for the fulfillment of your prophecy for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let everything you created and everything the things or the people you created create, let them begin to move now for the fulfillment of your prophecy for my life, for the fulfillment of your will for my life, your purpose for my life, your promises for my life. Let them begin to move now. Everything that exists, whether visible or invisible, oh Lord, move them now to begin to walk for the fulfillment of your purpose for my life, for the fulfillment of your plans for my life, right now in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to move right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, move mightily in my life and show the forces of darkness attacking me how weak they are." You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, move mightily in my life, move mightily in my body, move mightily in my soul, move mightily in my spirit, and show the forces of darkness attacking me how weak they are." In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord of hosts, move mightily in my life. Move mightily in my life. Move mightily in my life. In my spirit, move mightily. In my soul, move mightily. In my body, move mightily. In my environment, move mightily. And show the forces of darkness attacking me, the forces of darkness, the powers of darkness oppressing me, show them how weak they are. Show them how powerless they are. In the name of Jesus, move mightily right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "I receive grace to be sensitive to the directions of the Holy Spirit." You're going to say, "I receive grace to be sensitive to the directions of the Holy Spirit, to the instructions of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace to be sensitive. I receive grace to be sensitive. I receive grace to be sensitive to the direction of the Holy Spirit, to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. I receive grace to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace right now. I receive grace right now. I receive grace right now. In the name of Jesus, grace to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Grace to be sensitive to the mind of the Holy Spirit. Grace to be sensitive to the instructions and directions of the Holy Spirit. I receive the grace right now. I receive the grace right now. Grace to always hear when the Holy Spirit is speaking. Grace to understand what the Spirit is saying. Always, I receive the grace right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy, do not stop walking in my life until I become the person you want me to be. You're going to say, Father, according to your manifold mercies, according to the multitudes of your mercies, do not stop walking in my life until I have become the person you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, according to your mercies, do not stop walking in my life. Do not stop walking in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my calling, in my destiny, until I become the person you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, do not stop walking in my life until my life begin to look exactly as the picture you have in mind. In the name of Jesus, do not stop, oh Lord. Do not stop, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand You're going to say, powers of darkness, frustrating the manifestation of good things in my life, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You're going to see powers of darkness frustrating the manifestation of good things in my life. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Powers of darkness frustrating the manifestation of good things in my life. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, forces of darkness, forces of witchcraft, frustrating the manifestation of good things in my life, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost, right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy. The strength of darkness, pulling me backward. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy the strength of darkness pulling me backward right now. Begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy the strength of darkness pulling my life backward. Pulling my life backward. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. The strength of darkness causing stagnation in my life, be destroyed by the hunger of God. The strength of darkness causing failures in my life, be destroyed by the hunger of God. The strength of darkness causing downfall in my life, be destroyed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every strength of darkness pulling my life backward, limiting my progress. Continue to pray. Strength of darkness limiting my progress, limiting my success, be destroyed by the anger of God. Be destroyed by the anger of God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, let the anger of God destroy the strongholds of darkness, limiting my progress, limiting my success. Let the strength of let the anger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. May Hashishi de Negara, the super Hashushan de Tekushda, the Susian de Tatashanagara, let the anger of God destroy them. The strongholds of darkness, limiting my success, limiting my progress, limiting my breakthroughs. Let the anger of God destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light so strong upon my life, and let your light destroy every darkness walking secretly in my life. Let your light destroy every secret darkness that is working in my life, that is carrying out a demonic mission, a demonic assignment in my life. Let your light find them and destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light so strong upon my life. Let your light locate every secret darkness that is working in my life and destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your light find every hidden darkness that is working in my life to destroy my life. Let your light find them and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Let your light find them. Every secret darkness hiding in my life, walking in my life, walking for Satan, working to carry out a demonic agenda, Oh Lord, let your light find them and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, every secret darkness working in my life to carry out a demonic agenda, let your light, O Lord, find them and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let your light find them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from everything I am entangled with that is prolonging your visitation in my life. You're going to say, Father, separate me from whatever I am entangled with that is prolonging your visitation in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, separate me now. Separate me now. Separate me now. Lehishede ateso andishijianana. Mahasu sadagashijianana. Separate me now from whatsoever I am entangled with that is prolonging your visitation in my life. That is making me not to receive your visitation. That is making me not to witness your visitation. That is making me not to qualify for your visitation. Oh Lord, separate me from such things now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercies, arise, fight for me. Battles I have fought for years and could not win. So, oh Lord, according to your mercies, arise, fight for me. Arise, fight for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. May Hashishi te Hesesalea. Arise now and fight for me. Battles I have fought for many years and could not conquer and could not overcome. O God of Israel, arise, fight for me. 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 Arise, fight for me now. In the name of Jesus, fight for me now. In the name of Jesus, battles of darkness, battles of the flesh, battles of sin, battles of sickness and diseases, battles of witchcraft, battles of principalities. I have fought for years and could not overcome. Arise now, Lord Jesus. Fight for me. Fight for me. By your mercies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, release your mighty angels to open the doors Satan have shut against me. You're going to say, Almighty God, release your mighty angels to open the doors Satan have shut against my greatness, shut against my progress, shut against my prosperity. Release your mighty angels to open those doors right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mehashu shite neke talagala. Mahashu zishte andishnaya. De tete sheteva dishnaya. Nisu si bahandu shanagala. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Continue to pray like that. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels to open every door Satan has closed against the rising of my calling, the shining of my destiny. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels to open those doors right now. In the name of Jesus, the doors Satan has closed against the announcement of my calling, against the success of my calling and destiny, against the greatness of my destiny. Release your mighty angels to open those doors right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let peace be withdrawn from personalities of darkness that don't want me to have peace and comfort and fulfillment. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let peace be withdrawn from every personality of darkness that don't want me to have peace and comfort and fulfillment right now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Let peace be withdrawn from personalities of darkness that don't want me to have peace and comfort and fulfillment right now. In the name of Jesus, let them never be at peace. In the name of Jesus, let health be withdrawn from them. Let peace be withdrawn from them. Let health be withdrawn from them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, personalities of darkness, creatures of darkness that don't want peace for my life, that don't want joy for my life, that don't want comfort and fulfillment for my life, let peace and health be withdrawn from them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, search out for me the things the enemy have stolen from alive, the good things, the virtues, the gifts the enemy have stolen from alive. Oh Lord, search them out and deliver them unto me. The virtues, the gifts, the skills, the abilities the enemy have stolen from my life. The enemy have stolen from my childhood. Oh Lord, search them out for me. The glory the enemy have stolen from my life, from childhood. Oh Lord, search them out for me and deliver them unto me. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, search out for me. Search out for me every good thing the enemy have stolen from my life. Search them out and deliver them unto me. The blessings, the virtues, the gifts, the glory the enemy have stolen from my life. Oh Lord, search them out and release them into my life. In the name of Jesus, search them out. Search them out. Search them out. In whatsoever realm those things are, in whatever realms they are, oh Lord, search them out for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Search them out for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. that will not come to you until you begin to do the assignment God sent you into this world to do. Until you begin to fulfill your divine calling, your divine purpose, those blessings will never come. They will never come. Because they are connected to your calling. Yeah, we have some Christians who are always hiding from doing what they know God has sent them into this world to do. And yet they are praying for prosperity, and they are praying for riches and wealth. It will not come. Yeah, it will not come. Because their prosperity and riches and wealth is connected to that thing God sent them into the earth to do. So except they do it, they will never be blessed. No matter how hard they pray and fast, they will never be blessed. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do everything in your power to ensure that I do the things you have sent me into this world to do. You're going to say, Father, do everything in your power to ensure that I do the things you have sent me into this world to do. Make me discover those things and make me begin to do them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, do everything in your power. Whether I'm in agreement, whether I like those things or I don't like them, oh Lord, make me do the things you have sent me to this world to do for you. In the name of Jesus, make me do them. Make me do them. Make me do them. In the name of Jesus, make me do them. Everything you have put me in this world to do for you and your kingdom, oh Lord, make me do them now. In the name of Jesus, make me do them the way they should be done. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, because some people, they are not doing the things God, the assignment God have given them, they are not doing it the way it should be done. So, oh Lord, make me do the things you have sent me to do in this world. Make me do them and make me do them the way they should be done. In the name of Jesus, make me do the assignment you have placed me on earth to do for you. Lord, make me do them the way they should be done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some people will say that my divine purpose is to be a successful business person, successful business woman, business man. Yeah. Yes, it's possible. But the question is how will God be glorified, and how will God profit from that purpose? Yeah, so people will say my divine purpose is to be a medical doctor, to be a successful lawyer, to be whatever. People have many things they want to be, and they will say, God told me that, God showed me that. Yes, it's possible, but the question is, how will God be glorified in that thing that you call your divine purpose? How does it profit God? Or how will it profit God and heaven? So if it's not profiting the kingdom of God, forget it. It's not a divine purpose. Or maybe it is, but it is no longer a divine purpose. If it doesn't profit heaven, if it doesn't profit God, if God has nothing to gain from what you call purpose or divine purpose, forget it, is not divine purpose. Yeah, because divine, anything that is divine purpose is to bring profit to God, to bring glory to God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me understand how your purpose for my life will profit you and your kingdom. Say, Father, make me understand how your purpose for my life will profit you and your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Do you think your divine purpose is to make money? No. It is to profit God and heaven. Yeah. So if you make money, it is because God wants to gain. That is why you are making the money. Yeah. Talk to God. Say, Lord, make me understand how your purpose for my life will profit you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. You are a teacher. How is that teaching job profiting the kingdom of God? Yeah, do you think it's just about paying tithes? There is more. So when we say I pay tithes, so I guess that is all that God have to gain from what I do is a lie. There is more. Yeah. There is more. So how will that teaching job you are doing, how is it profiting heaven? How is it profiting God? Say, Lord, make me understand how your purpose for my life will bring you profit, will bring your kingdom profit. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me, O Lord. Some people, they spend 30 years, 40 years working till they retired, and God never gained anything from their profession. All they did was to serve themselves. For 35 years, for 40 years, they were just serving themselves, serving their children. Yeah, buying cars, building house. God gained nothing. Heaven gained nothing from their lives. And they think they will make heaven. Say, oh Lord, teach me. Show me how to bring you profit. How to bring your kingdom profit through my life and through your purpose for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every spirit that is making me to seek for pleasures when there is so much to do, so much work to do for you and your kingdom, live my life. Let that spirit live my life. Remove that spirit from my life. Every spirit that is making me to seek for pleasures, making me to seek convenience, making me to seek comfort, making me to seek pleasures when there is so much work to do for you and your kingdom. Oh Lord, let that spirit live my life. Let that spirit live my life. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Let that spirit live my life. Let that spirit live my life. Let that spirit live my life. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Every spirit in my life that is making me to seek pleasures when there is so much work to do for God and His kingdom, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let news of your will for my life be revealed to me, especially your will for my life at this time. Let the details of your will for my life be revealed to me. Be revealed to me what you will have me to do for you at this time. What you will want me to do for you at this time. Oh Lord, let it be revealed to me in detail. Let it be revealed to me in detail. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, let the details of your will for my life be revealed to me in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let the details of your will for my life be revealed to me. What you will have me to do at this time. Oh Lord, reveal it to me in detail. Reveal it to me in detail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Fan. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, fill my spirit man with fire. To have victories and dominion in dreams, in the realm of dreams. Say, Father, fill my spirit man with fire. To have victories and dominion in the realm of dreams. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill my spirit man with fire. Fill my spirit man with fire. Fill my spirit man with fire. To have victory and dominion in the realm of dreams at all times, in the name of Jesus. Fill my spirit man with fire. To have victory and dominion in the realm of dreams at all times. name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest the greatness of your power. To destroy every barrier the enemy has set on my path to stop me. You're going to say, Father, Father, manifest the greatness of your power to destroy every barrier. To destroy every barrier Satan has set on my path to stop me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, manifest the greatness of your power. Manifest the greatness of your power to destroy every barrier Satan has set on my path to stop me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Say, Father, manifest the greatness of your power to destroy every barrier Satan has set on my path to stop me right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Manifest the greatness of your power to stop every barrier Satan affects on my path to stop me, to destroy every barrier Satan has set on my path to stop me. Manifest the greatness of your power to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to see Father. Give me personal revelations of yourself that is able to make me grow spiritually. Give me personal revelations of yourself. That is able to make me grow spiritually. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me personal revelations of yourself. Personal revelations of yourself. Personal revelations of yourself that is able to make me grow in the knowledge of you. That is able to make me grow spiritually. Revelations of yourself. Give me, O Lord, personal revelations of who you are. Personal revelation of your nature. Personal revelation of your kingdom. Personal revelation of your power. Give me personal revelations of yourself that is able to make me grow spiritually, that is able to make me advance in the knowledge of you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let this 30 days fasting give birth to a great glory in my life, in my calling, in my ministry. Say, Father, let these 30 days fasting give birth to a great glory in my life, in my calling, in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let this 30 days fasting I have started since the first of this month, oh Lord, before this fasting will finish, let a great glory be birthed in my life. A great glory that would be so glorious, such that every eye will see and praise you in my life. Oh Lord, let such glory be birthed before the end of this fast, in the name of Jesus. let such glory be birthed before the end of this fast in the name of Jesus. A great glory that would make everyone around me shout the praise of your name. A great glory that will make everyone that sees it glorify you and praise you. Oh Lord, let that glory appear in my life before the end of this fast. A great glory that cannot be covered. A great glory that will make me celebrated. A great glory that will make everyone rejoice with me. A great glory that will surprise everyone. That will shock everyone. Oh Lord, let it appear in my life before the end of this fast. In the name of Jesus. Before the end of this month, let that glory appear in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, correct whatsoever I have been doing wrong for a very long time that is unknown to me. Whatsoever I have been doing wrong for a very long time that is unknown to me, oh Lord, correct them now. Correct them now. Whatsoever I've been doing wrong, that has limited my life so much, oh Lord, correct them now by your Holy Spirit. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, correct them now. Whatsoever I have been doing wrong for a long time, whatsoever I have been doing wrong that have brought a lot of limitations upon me, oh Lord, correct me now. In the name of Jesus, correct me now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever I have been doing wrong for years, that has delayed the journey of my life, oh Lord, Correct me now. Correct me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use the people around me use events situations around me to reveal your will to me to reveal your messages to me, your mind to me. Use the people around me. Use the situations, the events around me to reveal your will to me, to reveal your mind to me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, use the people around me, the events around me, the situations around me. To reveal your will to me in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, use situations around me, events around me, and your people around me to reveal your mind to me, to reveal your will to me, to send messages to me. In the name of Jesus, use the people around me, use situations around me, use events around me to reveal your mind to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, heal whatsoever is wrong with my feet. Heal any damage in my feet that is weakening the effectiveness of my prayers. I'm going to say, heal any damage in my faith that is weakening the effectiveness of my prayer, that is stopping the results of my prayers from manifesting. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, heal every damage in my feet that is weakening the effectiveness of my prayer. Heal every damage in my feet that is stopping the results of my prayers, the results that should follow my prayers. Oh Lord, heal them now. In the name of Jesus. Heal them now. Heal them now. Heal them now. Heal them now, every damage in my feet that is weakening the effectiveness of my prayers. Every damage in my feet that is weakening the effectiveness of my prayers, that is stopping the results that should follow my prayers. Oh Lord, heal them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions. Thank you for how you keep answering our prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the doors you have opened unto us already. Thank you, Lord, for your prophecies and promises that are already coming to pass in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the battles we weren't able to conquer by ourselves for so long, that you have now conquered for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence and power in this place that is helping us and blessing us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you move in every life. Move in the lives of everyone hearing my voice right now. And begin to deliver unto them all the blessings, all the helps, all the answers to their prayers they should have received by now. Oh Lord, begin to release them now into their lives. In the name of Jesus, release them now into their lives. In the name of Jesus, the miracles that should have happened in their lives by now. Oh Lord, deliver those miracles now by your angels. Begin to perform those miracles now in the lives of your people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord will set traps for your enemies, and that the Lord will set ambushments to trap and destroy your enemies suddenly, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Sudden destruction shall come upon your enemies, and you shall hold your peace in the name of Jesus. The Lord, in his power, with his mighty hand, shall make ways for you in impossible places in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered all the benefits of salvation and redemption that are still missing in your life. I connect you now with those benefits in Jesus' name. All the benefits in the suffering, in the death, and resurrection of Jesus that are still missing in your life. I connect your life with them all right now in Jesus' name. I pray that people you don't even know shall begin to favor you. Strangers shall begin to run errands to help and support you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.